fabric softener or dryer sheet. Prepaid card by mail. Visit pglaundryrebate.com for terms and conditions.
KVOE live and local. Good morning. 8:43 sunshine and 51 degrees.
KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
8:43 KVOE AM and KVOE.com. Pleased to have with us Harold Buckby. We've got big day-long activities in Allen taking place on Saturday.
Yeah, third annual Allen Veterans Fall Festival. Harold, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We are doing well here today. So let's talk about the Allen Veterans Fall Festival. And I guess before we talk about the full schedule, which has things going morning, noon, and night in Allen, let's talk about how this came to be.
Well, a bunch of us here in Allen kind of got together and wanted to try to do something to give back to our veterans, our local veterans here in Allen and Council Grove-wise. And we kind of started proposing this thing, and it's grown over the last 3 years. This will be our third year. It's grown considerably, and we enjoy doing it. It's a lot of work, and it's a constant yearly thing, but we're making things better and having more events and stuff for people to do.
We can't thank our veterans enough, and this certainly is one way to do it, be a part of third annual Allen's Veterans Fall Festival. Well, Harold, when do things get started here this Saturday?
Okay, we have our American Legion's having a breakfast from 7 to 10. And they are doing a flag raising at 7:30. We have a poker run. That's the registration for that starts at 8 o'clock till 9. Raffle tickets available from 8 to 5. We have a Roger Wells will be here from 8 to noon, doing signing up for hunter safety courses. Our car show registration from 10 to 2. Vendors open at 10 to 5, have old-fashioned gunfights, free kids games, bouncy house, leap of faith, martial arts, cornhole games, red, white, and blue ribbons that we're going to distribute to veterans, and that goes on all day. And we have a cornhole tournament going at, starting at noon, a Dutch oven contest, which will be judged at 4, car show winners judged at 3, raffle tickets until 5, and we have a last gunfight and bank robbery on downtown Main Street. All of this will be around Main Street, and just a day of having things for people to come out and enjoy should be something for everything, everyone.
You got a bank robbery?
You got a bank robbery.
It's an old-fashioned kind of a bank robbery deal. We're using our city building for that.
Outstanding.
It's a little off the wall, but our gunfighter we hired, he does this all throughout Kansas and elsewhere, and they set up a little camp scene and have an old style, like a gunfight town and stuff, and they will be doing gunfights right off of Main Street during the day, and then their big one will be at 5:30, or as soon as we can get the whole street cleared for that.
Clear the streets, that's right.
Yep.
Outstanding.
It's wonderful. It's a blast, and we've enjoyed doing it, and I still want to do it forever, and we're on that track. We're constantly working with it. We've already discussed some plans for next year.
Well, that's cool. That is cool. I was going to ask you, but you kind of rolled into your answer, kind of rolled into my question, kind of, you know, how proud you are to have this now rooted on the community calendar, have people that are willing to come out.
That was one of my goals when I kind of started this. We did fireworks displays the last couple of years. We kind of went away from that some and added some different stuff for that financial spot in our budget. And we do work on a kind of a $6,000-$7,000 budget to put on the show. We do run the raffle tickets and stuff yearly, and we do bake sales throughout the year and just kind of fundraising stuff that we enjoy doing and proposing all this to everybody. And we do have some very good contributors, sponsors from locally, Counts Grove and Allen, surrounding small towns, and really put out a great book that has all the details and everything that day, which they can get a copy of at the morning they show up, and we've got them distributed throughout. And really, really looking forward to this one. I think it's going to be a great, great deal, and we enjoy doing it.
Well, I'll tell you what, sounds like a great day, Harold. Tell us, if you could, a little bit about the Dutch oven meal cook-off
going
on.
Okay, that's going to be the, it's kind of set up in the campsite area of the Gunfighters. It's an old Dutch oven type cooking, and anyone's welcome to participate with that. They do have to prepare that meal on site, and we are giving a first and second prize to that, which are nice. It's our first year for trying that,
yeah.
So we're kind of letting that go. There's no entry fee for that this year, and we are giving some nice prizes for that, a couple of them. And we don't know how many we're going to have. We've got about six lined up right now, so it's all looking good.
Well, it sounds good, Harold. Great job.
It does sound good. Outstanding. Can't wait to be up there for Alan for the Veterans Fall Festival, 30th annual, coming up here on Saturday. Harold, anything else you wanted to bring up here this morning?
I would like for you to come, welcome you. We would like to welcome anybody that would like to come participate. We will have staff members throughout the day, everywhere that we can talk to, and we can direct you to what's going where. And we have some craft vendors and food vendors coming in, and just kind of a one-day thing for everybody to just get out and enjoy some things that they might not have the opportunity to do anywhere else.
Harold, we appreciate your time this morning. Good luck with the event this weekend.
Well, thank you for having me.
Have a great day. Good to talk to you.
You too.
Harold Buckby. Previewing the Allen Veterans Fall Festival, Chuck, coming up this Saturday in Allen. What a great one-day lineup they have there.
Yeah, you are not kidding. And it literally is, folks, start to finish throughout the course of the day. So head on up to Allen, put that on your calendar here, because there's a lot of stuff happening that's going to be taking place here across the KVU listening area both Saturday and Sunday. Looking ahead, don't forget that typically we would, you know, on Friday, we're not going to have a Newsmaker 2 or a Newsmaker 3. We've got What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton around 8:20. But we do have an 8:05 newscast interview tomorrow as Gina Sheevy talks about the final Front Porch Jam of the season, which is going to be tomorrow night. And next week's Newsmaker 2 slot schedule, that's all full. So if you want to get on the schedule for, say, the Newsmaker 3s or activities later in the month, call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com.
Wow, what a busy weekend. Tegan Trahoon will be broadcasting live from the Walk to Defeat Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Coming up Saturday.
Yep.
At the Lyon County Fairgrounds. Tegan will have the rolling radio show out there. And don't forget, that will start with registration at 8:45, and then the big Fall Health Fest will be happening in the Anderson Building starting at 11 and going until 1. Big doings out at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, you got big doings out at the fairgrounds. You know, we've mentioned here the halfway to St. Patty's activities that are going to be taking place in Americus. There's also, you know, the Sertoma Club, and we'll be focusing on this for the Newsmaker segment tomorrow morning at 7:20 with its big scholarship fundraising breakfast taking place Saturday morning. William Allen White Children's Book Award highlights that are going to be taking place tomorrow night into Saturday. And then you also have the huge ESU Music Gala benefit.
Yes, indeed.
Which is coming up essentially to close things down Saturday night. So all of that and more in town or right around town here this upcoming weekend.
Well, and they'll be having a fundraiser too in Olpe. The high school class of 2024 will be holding an ATV-UTV poker run fundraiser for the after prom party. So that will be this Sunday beginning at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Olpe. Registration noon until 12:45. Drivers meeting 12:45, and the poker run begins at 1.
All right. I think we got most of it covered.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And the third annual Allen Veterans Fall Festival coming up on Saturday.
Boss, before I let you go, have a great birthday,
hey,
and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Chuck Samples from the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom. It is 8:53, 51 degrees. Good morning.
How you treat your car today will have a big impact on how your vehicle performs for you tomorrow.